what made me go out that night at that hour I'd normally been in bed, but I found myself looking up at the sky at a very bright light straight overhead. It flashed green, and then red, Santa Claus color. I stood there frozen in that light, then I started hearing this kind of a whir. The lights got louder and the noise got brighter, and I felt a sudden chill. Brr. It was cold. Shouldn't have gone out without a coat. My mom was right again. This big old spaceship floated down and hovered 3 feet above the earth. Never been so scared in all my life. Could have given spontaneous birth if I was a woman and pregnant. Now these two little guys about 4 feet tall jumped off that space age Greyhound bus. They grabbed me by the arms and said, "Start walking, Dan, you're coming with us." Abduction. They didn't actually speak, but I understood them. Telepathy. They strapped me down to this metal crate, took out this 35-foot-long hose. They said, "Don't worry, this won't hurt." Then they stuffed that sucker up my nose. All the way up. I knew my nose was long, but this was a surprise. Head to toe, stuck prods in every orifice. This cold gray box come and gave me a kiss and extracted a couple of quarts of piss. I felt dehydrated. Then they waved this wand all around my brain, said, "Now we're reading your brain, you see. You got an awful lot of songs in there that seems they're all in the key of G." So what about Marilyn? That's in D. They said D flat, actually. I said, "Well, yeah, because I tuned down a half step." What about Hannibal? They said, "What about Hannibal?" I said, "Well, technically it's in G, but it's really a drop D tuning capoed up." They said, "How come you don't play the harmonica more?" I said, "How come I'm in a spaceship talking to aliens about my act?" They said, "We'd rather talk physics, but you're illiterate there." Couldn't argue. Dropped me someplace in Brazil, took a month to get back to the USA. When I told my friends what I'd been through, no one believed what I had to say. That sucked. It's to be expected, though. Most people think Hannibal's in straight tuning. Well, my life's back to normal now. I do the things I always do. But once a week, I meet with 12 other folks who've been abducted, too. I tell my story. They tell theirs. I don't believe them, though.